For what purpose does the gentleman from Wake, Representative Jackson, rise?
Inquiry of the chair.
The gentleman is recognized for an inquiry to the chair.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The clerk's office was nice enough to furnish me the request for the special session. You yourself and 72 other Republican members signed those requests on December 12th, which was Monday. And I was wondering, did the Senate follow that same process of filing written requests as well?
Both sides file the various written requests and compile those, and so that's how that happens.
Mr. Speaker, follow up.
The gentleman's recognized.
Were their requests dated Monday, December 12th as well?
I don't know what date they were dated.
Could I inquire one more?
The gentleman's recognized.
Could I get the clerk's office to get me copies of those as well from the Senate?
They would be public documents.
Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate on the resolution? If not, the question before the House is the adoption of House Resolution 1. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 75 having voted in the affirmative and 36 in the negative. House Resolution 1 is adopted and ordered printed. The committees from the 2015-2016 session have been activated to meet under the rules. Pursuant to House Resolution 1, the members of those committees are the same as those appointed for the 2015 regular session. The chair directs that a message be sent to the Senate informing that honorable body that the 2015 House of Representatives is organized and ready to proceed with public business for the 2016 fourth extra session. For what purpose does the gentleman from Cumberland, Representative Richardson, rise?
Inquire to the chair.
The gentleman may state his inquiry.
Mr. Speaker, in looking at the state constitution, it says that the governor can reconvene us for extraordinary circumstances. But looking at the legislative, it doesn't say extraordinary circumstances, but this is an extraordinary thing to call us back into session. I'm inquiring to the chair this. Are we being called into session for an extraordinary circumstance? And if so, what is that circumstance? If not, why are we being called into session?
Representative Richardson, to respond to the gentleman's question about the Constitution, the specific provision is Section 11 of the Constitution. And, of course, there is the language having to do with the governor calling the General Assembly into special session. But for the General Assembly to call itself into special session only requires that three-fifths of the members do so. There's no necessity of extraordinary events or anything else. In my time in the General Assembly, both in the minority and in the majority, we've come in for periods of time where we had specific issues and where we had more general issues. So this is something historically the General Assembly has done from time to time. The bills to be taken up will be those bills deemed of importance by a majority of the members of this House. And so at the end of the day, the action that we take will be that is approved by a majority of the House and majority of the Senate. So beyond that, the bill filing is to 7 o'clock, and if members have ideas and bills they want to file, certainly by all means do that. The gentleman is recognized for a follow-up if the gentleman would like.
So I take it we are not being called back into session for an extraordinary purpose.
There's no necessity that we have to come in for an extraordinary purpose, yes.
I understand, but we're not being called back into session for an extraordinary purpose.
We're in session for special session business of the General Assembly. For what purpose does the gentleman from Guilford, Representative Scrow, rise?
Inquiry of the chair.
The gentleman may state his inquiry.
Mr. Speaker, what's the cost per day for us to be here for this non-extraordinary circumstance?
The chair will admonish the guests of the gallery. We are honored and glad to have all guests here, but under our rules, we don't allow any outburst or anything like that. And if members can't conduct themselves appropriately, they will be asked to leave. The chair is not sure what that is, but of course we were already here today for the other previous session, so there wouldn't be any additional cost for today. As far as the cost for tomorrow, I'm sure someone can get that for you. What purpose does the gentleman from Durham, Representative Hall, rise?
Question of the chair.
Speaker. Gentleman is recognized for an inquiry.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And having reviewed the affidavit signed by, I believe, 73 members of the House, were dated Monday the 12th. And my question again would be, was it the intent of the Speaker to notify all members of the General Assembly or all members of this House that we would be taking up a special session 2 days later, or was it the intent to deny other members notice that would have to react to that?
So, first of all, the decision about whether to actually have a special decision wasn't firmly made until recently. We knew we were already coming into special session for the disaster relief package. To follow up on that, the process that was used for the call of special session was done in the normal way. This is not without precedent. In fact, when the gentleman's party was in the majority, we were in simultaneous sessions, and I don't recall protest at that time to that issue. The issues to be discussed, of course, are in this special session may be different than those of the previous special session. We, and again, the gentleman is welcome to file bills, to refile the bills the gentleman filed for the other session, as well as any other member who has issues they would like to be heard. That being said, the as far as the notice, if the gentleman would like to sign on to the proclamation, I'm sure a form could be provided to the gentleman, and we're glad to have the gentleman sign on to that proclamation.
Well, thank you for the opportunity, ever how late it might be, Mr. Speaker, but I was hoping to be afforded the same opportunities or some level of notice for my constituents to know that if this was going to be another special session not related to flood relief, that if they had some additional bills they wanted their elected representative to bring forward, that we would have had that opportunity to let them know so they could ask us to do what we're supposed to do, which is represent them. So I was just hoping that we would have been given that advance notice for our constituents to know as well that they would have an opportunity to have legislation considered. So thank you for the late offer, but I think it's inconsequential now, so I'll waive that.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Durham, Representative Michelle Rice?
Inquiry to chair.
The gentleman is recognized for an inquiry.
Can you tell us why we are meeting in special session this time, sir?
Could the gentleman restate the question?
I'd like to know why we are meeting in this fourth convened session.
To take up as a number of whatever bills are filed before the General Assembly that the majority would deem appropriate that they would like to enact into law.
Further inquiry to chair.
The gentleman is recognized for additional inquiry.
Has there been any discussion about what bills would be filed that meet that criteria?
I'm sure that members have had a number of discussions about what bills they may wish to file and those ideas they have. And so as a result, we are giving the body till 7 o'clock to file those bills. In fact, staff is made available to assist with that.
Further inquiry?
The gentleman is recognized for additional inquiry.
So what I'm understanding is that this special session is called simply to get anybody who wants to introduce a bill of any kind to be able to do that. Is that what I'm understanding?
If a member has a bill that has the support of a majority of the members of the House, then that member may try to seek to have that bill passed just as in normal session.
May I just one follow-up?
Of course. The gentleman's recognized.
Why can't we do this in January when we come back in session?
Well, of course, we are here now, and there are some matters that may be of timeliness. There are some matters that, frankly, may have been worked on in the last session that didn't get resolved that members would like to see be resolved. As far as going beyond that, the chair wouldn't want to make any editorial comment beyond that purpose. For what purpose does the gentleman from Wake, Representative Jackson, rise?
Inquiry of the chair. The
gentleman is recognized for an inquiry.
Mr. Speaker, as you know, this is it's very important that we develop a good record in these things because we all know what's going to happen next and the lawsuits will be sure to follow. But it seemed that the Speaker indicated in his previous comments that a decision was not made about having a special session until recently. Is that correct?
Relatively recently, that's correct, yes.
And Mr. Speaker,
the gentleman is recognized for an additional inquiry.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And I would just ask, is it the Speaker's reading of the Constitution that, in fact, once the Speaker received 72 written requests and the Speaker pro tem received 72 written or 30 written requests for a special session, that they had a duty at that point to call for a special session? Is that correct, Mr. Speaker?
The chair is informed that once the signatures are in, that that the chair at that point calls for it. As far as the precise second and moment that to get it, I don't think that's what the intent is. But certainly, the signatures were compiled very recently. I know there may be different dates on there and whatnot. I was not directly involved, frankly, with obtaining signatures. But that's. Once those are there, the chair was notified that they were in existence, and then pretty quickly today advised the body that I think we did it before we adjourned the other session.
Follow up, Mr. Speaker.
The gentleman's recognized.
And I don't know the formal process of doing this, but I'd like to lodge a Section 18 of Article 2 of the State Constitution protest as to us having this special session, and would like to be heard on that matter.
The House will be at ease momentarily. The gentleman is recognized to enter his protest.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I think we can all agree that we don't need to be here after what we did earlier today. It was needed. It was necessary. It was the reason why we came, or at least it's the reason why.
This being the time
many
and place, in
we
accordance with the Constitution of the State of North Carolina, and pursuant
it's the holiday
to
season.
Joint proclamation issued by the President of the
like
Senate and the Speaker of the House, after receiving written requests of 3/5 of all members of the Senate and House of Representatives, for the convening of the 2016 fourth.
And the Speaker's office and the Rules Chairman made sure I was able to make it. But I know many of you have family and children back home, and you were missing those same things. And the reason is why. I don't believe this session's constitutional. I think we're going to be challenged. I think you're going to see a lot of different McCrory versus Berger challenges. You're going to be looking at the NCAE versus the General Assembly lawsuit that was filed after the dues checkoff, and all the questions about the second midnight session that came up. But I just want to tell you, take a few minutes just to tell you, this is why people don't trust us. This is why they hate us. This is why politicians have a 10% approval rating, because of this right here. Using hurricane relief as the reason to come back to Raleigh to do a lot of things because you lost an election by 10,000 votes. I mean, that's why we're here. We all know what's going to happen next. We've all seen all the things circulated. You may stop. You may not pass that magic line of packing the Supreme Court, but you're going to do a lot of other things. And it reminds me of the old joke. It was a bus of legislators on the way to
Mr. Speaker.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Wayne, Representative Bell Rice?
Point of order, is the gentleman filing a complaint or is he giving a dissertation?
The chair was going to give the gentleman a little bit of leeway, would encourage the gentleman to, as this is simply a protest under the Constitution, to probably stick to procedural issues as opposed to going beyond that.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I thought you would like the joke, but okay. I'll email it to you later. Mr. Speaker, for the record, I would note the all 73 names that signed the request for special session from the North Carolina House of Representatives were dated December 12th, which was Monday. The clerk has just handed me the request from the 31 Senate members. They were all dated December 13th. That was Tuesday. According to the Constitution, Article 2, Section 11 under sessions, that the President of the Senate and the Speaker of the House of Representatives shall convene a session upon the receipt of those things. I don't believe that was followed in this case. In fact, you waited until today to do it, made a decision on whether you were even going to do it, even though the Constitution said you shall do it. I would therefore enter a formal protest and like it noted for the record.
Noted. For what purpose does the gentleman from Wake, Representative Martin Rice?
To join in Representative Jackson's protest.
Noted. For what purpose does the gentleman from Edgecombe, Representative Willingham, rise?
Likewise, joining the protest.
Noted. What purpose does the, and if members, once they're done with, unless they wish to speak again, please deactivate their light. Thank you. For what purpose does the gentleman from Hertford, Representative Hunter, rise?
To join in the protest.
What purpose does the gentleman from Lee, Representative Reeves, rise?
To join in Representative Jackson's protest.
What purpose does the gentleman from Guilford, Representative Scrow, rise?
To join the protest, as this is injurious to the people of North Carolina.
What purpose does the gentleman from Orange, Representative Meyer, rise?
Mr. Speaker, I wish to concur with Representative Jackson's protest of this special session.
And for what purpose does the gentleman from Guilford, Representative Brockman, rise?
To join in the protest.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Cumberland, Representative Richardson, rise?
Join in the protest.
For what purpose does the lady from Guilford, Representative Harrison, rise?
To join in Representative Jackson's protest.
For what purpose does the lady from Wake, Representative Holly, rise?
To join in the protest.
For what purpose does the lady from Orange, Representative Insko, rise?
To join in Representative Jackson's protest.
Okay. For what purpose does the gentleman from Mecklenburg, Representative Moore, rise?
To strongly join in Representative Jackson's protest, sir.
For what purpose does the lady from New Hanover, Representative Hamilton, rise?
To join in Representative Jackson's protest.
For what purpose does the lady from Mecklenburg, Representative Cunningham, rise?
To join in the protest by Representative Jackson.
And for what purpose does the lady from Wake, Representative Gill, rise?
To join in the protest.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Durham, Representative Layman, rise?
I wish to join in Representative Jackson's protest. Thank you.
For what purpose does the lady from Mecklenburg, Representative Carney, rise?
To join in Representative Jackson's protest.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Durham, Representative Michaud, rise?
To join in the protest.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Cumberland, Representative Lucas, rise?
To join in the Jackson protest.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Buncombe, Representative Ager, rise?
I, too, want to join in the protest. Thank you.
For what purpose does the lady from Forsyth, Representative Terry, rise?
To also join Representative Jackson's protest.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Lenore, Representative Graham, rise?
To join in the protest.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Haywood, Representative Queen, rise?
To join in the protest, Mr. Speaker.
For what purpose does the lady from Franklin, Representative Richardson, rise?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, to join in Representative Jackson's protest.
For what purpose does the lady from Wake, Representative Adcock, rise?
To concur with Representative Jackson's protest.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Buncombe, Representative Turner, rise?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, to join Representative Jackson in his protest.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Sampson, Representative Bell, rise?
To join in Representative Jackson's protest.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Mecklenburg, Representative Alexander, rise?
To join the Jackson protest.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Scotland, Representative Pierce, rise?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, to join the Jackson protest. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Cumberland, Representative Floyd, rise?
To concur with Representative Jackson.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Robinson, Representative Graham, rise?
To join in support of the Jackson protest.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Forsyth, Representative Haynes, rise?
To join the protest.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Richmond, Representative Goodman, rise?
To join in the protest.
For what purpose does the lady from Mecklenburg, Representative Cotham, rise?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, to join in Representative Jackson's protest of this unconstitutional session.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Northampton, Representative Ray, rise?
To join in the Jackson protest.
For what purpose does the gentleman, the lady from Wilson, Representative Farmer Butterfield, rise?
To join in Representative Jackson's protest.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Wake, Representative Hall, rise?
To have my name to Representative Jackson's protest.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Durham, Representative Hall, rise?
To speak on the Jackson protest and to be recorded as supporting the protest of this unconstitutional session.
The noted on the protest, the gentleman will be allowed to speak to the protest.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I think it's pretty obvious that those who were not afforded the opportunity to have any input on whether or not we have this session, certainly object to it, and therefore the citizens of North Carolina we represent who weren't informed and had no opportunity certainly would be an objection to having these actions taken. Representative Jackson already talked about why these type actions are injurious to our House, to our form of government. And in these troubled times, we seem to be going down the road to continue to dissuade people such that they would not have confidence in us. I'm not sure if we understand the crisis we're facing. I'm not sure people appreciate how much damage these actions are doing, not to the Democratic Party, but to the institution of the House of Representatives and to the state of North Carolina. I would certainly hope, and it seems this train is on the track, and people have jumped on whether they really believe it or not, and I guess there's some plausible deniability that people will be able to use when they go home and say, well, I just went with the crowd. I didn't have a choice. I didn't do what I thought was right because someone else did something wrong. I've even heard, and my good friend Nelson Dollar may say, well, Democrats did something similar. Or at some point in time, some other Democratic or institution somewhere in the world did something similar, and so that makes this all right. This ain't right. You can't make it right. The people of North Carolina aren't being treated right. We owe them more. We took the oath. We came in and said the Pledge of Allegiance. And now we've determined we're going to treat them unfairly and nullify their votes in this last election. We will be the authors of our own demise unless we start taking responsibility and taking our oath serious and respecting our voters. I certainly hope as this session goes forward, because as clear it is, that people take seriously this opposition that's been filed and that you respect the fact that this is not what the citizens of North Carolina voted for in November when they voted for you, those of you who are returning, and those of you who they voted for 2 years ago. I'm sure they didn't expect this kind of conduct from you. So I keep my hopes up that we'll do better and we'll lift this institution back up, but this is certainly a dark day in our record after doing good work on flood relief to now flip the switch and say we're going to do all partisan work because we lost an election. I hope that at the end of this day, some reflection will be done and someone will have enough courage to come forward and say this madness needs to stop now. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
The various protests are noted. What purpose does the gentleman from Craven, Representative Speciale, rise?
To comment on the constitutionality.
The gentleman is recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege.
For those that don't have benefit of a constitution in front of them, it's very brief, and I just want to read it so you know what it says. Extra sessions on legislative call, the President of the Senate and the Speaker of the House of Representatives shall convene the General Assembly in extra session by the joint proclamation upon receipt by the President of the Senate of written requests, therefore signed by three-fifths of all the members of the Senate, and upon receipt by the Speaker of the House of Representatives of written requests, therefore signed by three-fifths of all the members of the House of Representatives. Three-fifths of the House of Representatives and three-fifths of the Senate did sign the documents, therefore, this is a constitutional session. Whether one agrees with being here or not is really not relevant. Okay, we're talking about the constitutionality here, and it is clearly constitutional.
Speaker.
What purpose does the gentleman from Cumberland, Representative Richardson, rise?
Ask the gentleman from Craven a question.
Does the gentleman from Craven, who was speaking to a point of personal privilege, yield to the gentleman from Cumberland?
I yield.
He yields.
Thank you for yielding. I may very well want to sign on to this petition, but I have no idea what I'm signing on to. As a member of this General Assembly, from one representative to another, would you please tell me why we are convening this special session?
Because three-fifths of the House and three-fifths of the Senate requested it.
follow up?
Does the gentleman yield to an additional question? He does not yield.
I did not yield.
Okay. Members, we're about to go into recess, subject to receipt of messages from the Senate, introduction of bills and resolutions, referrals and re-referrals of bills and resolutions, and committee appointments. Do we have any further notices or announcements? For what purpose does the gentleman from Durham, Representative Hall, rise?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. What time did you say we would reconvene this evening?
Chair's going to inquire with the clerk. We've got a bill filing deadline until 7 p.m. The chair is looking at a reconvening at 5 o'clock, but there wouldn't be any votes at that time. There's nothing to vote on, but we may need to do administrative matters. But bill filing is open until 7 o'clock.
Follow up.
Jim, could you suspend just one moment, please?
Okay.
Yes, sir. Apologize, Representative Hall. Wanted to inquire with the court. Jim is recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. You said we were going to do some administrative matters. Do you plan to have any votes, recorded votes on legislation this evening?
At 5 o'clock, no. What we may do, for example, is if we have bills that are filed at that time, we may go ahead and make some committee assignments and refer those bills to committee. And we also, is it possible we would vote tonight? It is possible we'll vote tonight. We want to see what all the final bills are that are being worked on and take a look at those and try to start our work as expeditiously as we can.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, for an announcement then.
The gentleman has the floor for an announcement.
Democrats will caucus in 14:25, 10 minutes after recess. 10 minutes after recess. Thank you.
Messages from the Senate. The clerk will read.
Mr. Speaker, it is ordered that the message be sent to your honorable body with the information that the Senate has convened pursuant to the joint proclamation issued by the President of the Senate and the Speaker of the House on December 14, 2016, and is now organized and ready to proceed with the public business of the state in extra session. Respectfully, Sarah Lane, Principal Clerk.
Noted. Members, subject to receipt of messages from the Senate, referral and re-referral of bills and resolutions, introduction of bills and resolutions, and committee appointments, the House does stand in recess until 5 p.m.